This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number here at the station, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310 to join our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial live on the air this morning. Don't forget, you can get to know Klaus Financial online and also get to know a little bit about their separate divisions and sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, all at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great resource there. And the telephone number for Klaus Financial, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. The telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And again, if you have some questions, we'd love to get you on the air this morning at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Joining us this morning is a familiar voice and a new voice to 1310 WIBA's airwaves, Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz, CFP. Malia, how are you doing today?
Very good. Welcome to fall. I think it's in the air. It's kind of exciting, isn't it?
It was chilly this morning. I actually, for about a half a second, thought about turning around and grabbing a sweater or a coat.
Don't say that word.
Yeah. I know. Okay. Not yet.
Don't say coat. Do not say coat.
I will stay away from that for a few more weeks anyway. And Eric Schwartz, how you doing? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. I'm doing great this morning, and I'll venture to say I'm enjoying the cooler weather.
I like it too, and it is a nice time of year. And I know I think a lot of us are kind of looking ahead to maybe giving our air conditioned central airs a little bit of a rest. And I know these nights have been a bit cooler as well. And we've got a fantastic conversation this week. A question that I think a lot of people I know in doing the show over the years have inquired about, which involves the proper withdrawal rate. And we're going to break that down in this week's program. Also, this week's show, we'll do another Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, another opportunity for you to win a fantastic prize. And this week is no exception. The folks from Klaus Financial have provided a $25 gift card to Amazon. Chance to win that a little bit later on in the program. We'll tell you how you can do that also a little bit later in the show. Just a tip, pay close attention to the show. Typically, both the Klaus Quiz Question and Answer come up during the program. And speaking of the question and answer in the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and get the question and the answer as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a nice chat about small business owners and decisions that they need to look at making as they consider eventually selling their businesses. And so great content last week. If you are one of those people who has a small business, listen in and see what you can glean from that. Our question last week, what percentage of small business owners do not have retirement savings programs for themselves? It was multiple choice, 34% or 90%. And unfortunately, none of our callers that called in had the right answer.
What?
So there was no winner. So listen carefully. Last week's answer was 34% of small business owners do not have retirement savings programs. So listen carefully. We usually have the answer somewhere in today's show.
So it's I'm a little disappointed this week.
No, it doesn't usually happen.
We'll get everything back in good this week for sure. And again, as we're talking this week, our topic's about planning for proper retirement withdrawal rate in retirement. I've got to assume, since this is really obviously always really important, but especially important now as we're all living longer, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. Evaluating cash flow as you enter retirement is now more than ever critical. Retirees tell us when they're thinking about risk that outliving their money is actually their number one fear. And when we're looking at things here, the three elements that most significantly affect your retirement income planning, those would be the need for real and not nominal cash flow. So we're thinking about your withdrawals being able to keep up with inflation rather than being eaten up by it. Number two, the risk of having to sell assets to provide income at the wrong time. So here we're thinking of needing to sell your stock holdings when maybe the market is down. And number three, the likelihood of future decades of historically low market returns. So as planners, we're thinking a lot about managing the withdrawal rate from your investments over the course of your retirement because it plays an essential role in your retirement income plan. The first thing we really needed to discuss when it comes to withdrawal rate would be considered, what would we call a safe withdrawal rate? So this is the rate to determine how much money you can withdraw from investment accounts each year with running out of money before reaching the end of your life. The idea is to balance having enough money to live comfortably while also not depleting your retirement savings prematurely, which is every retiree's biggest fear. Obviously, your withdrawal rate from your investments is not only affected by the income you need, but also by some other factors like the income sources that you have as you enter retirement. For example, you might have Social Security benefits, maybe a pension, possibly some spousal income, or maybe even some part-time employment. And depending on your age at retirement, you may have some special expenses such as higher health insurance premiums if you retire before you reach Medicare age at 65. This is another thing that's going to factor into how much you'll need to take. Another one that I'm sure is on a lot of people's mind is the amount of debt you have going into retirement. And the real question is, how sustainable is your withdrawal rate? So understanding the impact of the withdrawal rate and how it's affected by inflation and other factors, that's going to cause us sometimes to be even more careful.
Really good setup there, and really important stuff to consider. And I think a lot of folks, as we're saving for retirement, and of course, the closer we get, this really starts to become kind of top of mind is, oh my goodness, I've built this. Now let's make sure that it's distributed properly to make sure that of course, that withdrawal rate is commensurate with savings and future projections. Really interesting stuff this week. Don't forget, if you want to get on the air with Eric Schwartz and Malia Cuevas, we'd love to talk with you and hear your question at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Of course, Malia and Eric come to us from Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. The number to get on the air here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. So, Malia, what is a reasonable withdrawal rate so we don't run out of money? And let me grab my pen and let's start writing this stuff down.
So, for you, about 1% per year.
At least the whole number, which is more than
I. We're not going to let you ever retire.
No.
That's a good question. And it really has to do with... The first thing right out of the gate is, how old are you when you are thinking about retiring? So if you come to us when you're 55, we may have a certain number after looking at all your entire situation. If you come to us at 70, that number is going to be, you know, changed, because obviously you've used up, you know, some of those years between 55 and 70 as far as not needing to provide extra cash flow for those years. So it definitely depends on your age, first of all, your situation, and ultimately your goals. Your goals with regards to, as Eric said, the biggest fear of everyone is running out of money. But the other thing really has to do with, what are your goals with the money that you don't need to survive, you know, till age 95? How do you want to leave that money? Do you want to spend it down as best as possible? Or do you want to, you know, compound it and leave it to a foundation or to grandchildren? So those are important considerations. You know, we all talk about goals as we get closer to retirement, goals to be retired. But what about the goals with the money that's left afterwards? So all of this can play into a factor here. So since none of us knows how long we're going to be around, that's where we start with the estimations. So when you're looking at constructing balanced, conservatively growing portfolios, which is generally what we try to do for our clients, and we pull in the longevity factor, we would say you're probably looking somewhere between that magic number people hear of, between 4 and 5%. But this depends on, as Eric mentioned, are you getting a pension? Are you getting Social Security and other income from spouses, perhaps? So if we look at your retirement planning horizon, your current age, your mix of stocks and bonds, what was appropriate for risk for your age and also for your temperament, and the probability of success, we can usually start figuring out a good starting withdrawal figure. So once you're working in a situation where you're pulling a little bit of income at a certain rate, it can always be adjusted, which is a great thing if you're working with an investment advisor, figuring out what makes sense in your situation. Our idea with your portfolio, of course, is to stay ahead of inflation, but we want you to be able to sustain the lifestyle that you'd prefer to have in retirement. We work with a lot of people who have been frugal all these years. And when they get to retirement, they really want to start enjoying the fruits of their labor. So we want to make sure that that withdrawal figure is not constraining. And another thing to remember is, you know, it's kind of old school, but people used to think, well, if I'm getting like 10% in the market, I should probably take 10%, right? Mm-hmm. Or if I'm making 15%, I should take 15%. And so obviously in the years that the market doesn't perform like that, what are you going to do? You're going to just change your whole lifestyle. So these are important considerations as you develop the right number for you.
Really important information, really, as Malia points out, really important considerations as well. Talking this morning with Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz of course, Klaus Financial, the website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A great website, a great resource to learn more about Klaus Financial, learn about their separate divisions on the website. You can also submit a question to be answered right here on the program in the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We'll actually do one of those questions a little bit later on in the program. Maybe it's yours. Maybe you're in the car right now or just got into the office and you've got a question about retirement planning. We've got our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial here to talk with you. All you got to do is give us a call right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with Eric and Malia. Don't forget, I mentioned the website, klausfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and Eric, and we'll take your call next. As Money in Motion continues, we'll learn a little bit why 72 is the new 70 and a half. What does that mean? Malia and Eric will explain that next as Money in Motion continues here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking about the proper retirement withdrawal rate with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. If you've got a question for Eric and Malia this morning, we'd love to hear from you. Telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Klaus Financial on the website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com, a fantastic website there, and their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. And to get on the air this morning, just give us a call at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. So we were talking in that last segment, Malia, about kind of that reasonable withdrawal rate and kind of some of the different factors and putting that together. So how much cash flow or income should we then be planning on when it comes to retirement versus that pre-retirement income? What's kind of the outline there, or the thinking, or the percentage?
Right. So based on what we have experienced with our clients, we find that people will need anywhere from 70 to 80% of their pre-retirement income. Some people need 100%. So it really has to go. It goes back to your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So one thing I'll tell you is that what we find in human behavior is that if you are a saver in retirement, those people will hardly spend a dollar. If you've been a saver your entire life and you're thinking, this is very, very common, you're thinking, no, when I get to retirement, I'm going to start spending, really hard to shift gears. Vice versa, you're a spender, but you know when you get into retirement, you're going to have to be maybe a little frugal or something. It doesn't happen either. So we really need to understand, we kind of get used to what we get used to. And if we're used to a certain amount of a pre-retirement income, yes, there's going to be changes. You're no longer putting money into your 401ks or IRAs, perhaps, but people get used to what they get used to. So it's going to vary for people. Keep in mind, too, about the average length of retirement. We harp on this quite a bit. So it's interesting. A current average length is around 18 years. So, you know, we find people, if they've retired early, sometimes are experiencing 22 to 25 year retirement. So your nest egg that you originally were thinking you needed may need to be a little larger to start with. So just keep that in mind as you're sitting down and doing your retirement planning.
One of the downsides of living longer and healthier and more active lives is definitely you gotta plan more and you gotta be prepared. Really important conversation this week with Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz, CFP. If you've got a question for Malia and Eric, we'd love to get you on the air now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Klaus Financial Online, the website klossfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. So, Eric, what happens when I do turn 72? And of course, I know I'm forced to take out money. How fast of a withdrawal amount will I need to take?
Yeah, Sean, that's a great question. And you're talking about the required minimum distribution, what we call RMDs. And since we're discussing retirement withdrawals, this is an especially important topic. Once you turn 72, the IRS is going to require that you begin to take a minimum amount of money out of certain retirement accounts every year. Now, some listeners may be thinking, wait, I thought RMDs were at 70 and a half. And that was the case until actually last year when they changed the age to 72 as part of the SECURE Act. And RMDs will need to come from any of your old 401ks, 403bs, and IRAs. The only exception to that rule generally is if you are still working. Now, why does the IRS require you to actually begin taking money out of these accounts? Well, I think we can safely assume that they want to get some income tax on those dollars that have been tax sheltered for so long. But one thing to keep in mind is that there's really no RMD when it comes to a Roth IRA. Now, there is an exception to that rule as well. If you have inherited that Roth IRA, there is a certain timeline that you have to draw those funds out. And one other really, really important point that a lot of people forget is that RMDs will be required if you have Roth money in your 401k. So something very important to talk to your financial professional about. So as we were talking about earlier, you have to begin your first required minimum distribution no later than April 1st of the year following the year in which you turn 72. Now, a lot of people will ask, how much is my RMD? So the first thing to keep in mind when it comes to your RMD is that this is not a distribution you need to take in addition to what you're already taking. So if you're taking money out each month to help pay for your bills when it come after we take out your pension and Social Security and things like that, that's going to count towards your required minimum distribution. The amount of your RMD is going to be determined by a couple of factors. One of those is going to be the balance of your retirement account as of December 31st of the previous year. And it's also going to be calculated based on the IRS life expectancy estimate, so how long they think we are all going to live. Now, interestingly, this table has actually been updated for the first time in a long time and will be actually put into place in January of 2022. So for now, we're still working off of the old life expectancies for 2021. And obviously, no RMDs were required in 2020, and that was due to the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, better known as the CARES Act. So after reviewing improvements in mortality since RMD life expectancy tables were last updated all the way back in 2002, the IRS has provided for an overall moderate reduction of RMDs. Most people turning 72 this year will need to total the balances of all of their RMD eligible accounts. And again, we're looking back at that December 31st, 2020 value. And then divide that total by the IRS's life expectancy figure for 72-year-olds, which is 25.6. So this is all very general. Let's look at an example. Say that you have $100,000 in traditional IRAs. So in that case, you need to take a withdrawal of $3,906 for 2021. So that's $100,000 divided by that life expectancy factor of 25.6. That factor is going to increase as you age, as your life expectancy changes. And generally, it increases by about 3.5% per year. Now, there is, again, I've been saying one exception. One exception to this rule is if you're married and your spouse is more than 10 years younger than you.
Interesting. Really good stuff this morning. Talking with Eric Schwartz, CFP, and Malia Cuevas, of course, of Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A fantastic resource, a great website to learn more about Kloss Financial, their different divisions. You can also learn about them celebrating their 45th anniversary all online. The website, klossfinancial.com. You can learn about the history there as well. Also, sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It is a fantastic weekly email that you get once a week in your inbox. box. It has a little snapshot of what's been going on in the markets and a link to the most recent podcast. So if you missed part of today's show or you want to get caught up on previous shows, it's a nice little email you get each and every week from Kloss Financial. Again, it's their weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Just head on over to KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. There you can also submit a question for the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. Of course, a telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and Eric and take your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Joined this morning by our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz, CFP, talking this week about proper planning when it comes to withdrawal rates, when it comes to planning for retirement, what to expect that withdrawal rate to be. Left off talking about RMDs, those required minimum distributions. And Malia, I've got to assume that you want retirees to make sure that they have liquidity as well as emergency savings when they're putting their accounts together, correct?
Yes. Yeah, so we focus a lot of this when we're doing our initial retirement planning to make sure people have emergency funds in case they lose their job or something like that. But because that kind of derails the whole plan. But we also want to remind people as we're in retirement, having some emergency funds makes sense, and making sure that the access to your retirement accounts is perhaps in a more liquid fashion, so that if you make a life-changing decision, like I want to buy a different house, or we want to make sure that you're not locked into contracts that you cannot access some of your money. So keep that in mind, flexibility and good emergency savings, even when you're in retirement.
It's really great information this week from Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz. Before we get to the Money in Motion Kloss Quiz Question Week, let's head on over to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. Got a great question from Janet. She writes, she says, I'm thinking of retiring to another state. What are things I should consider when doing this?
Yes, Janet, that is a fantastic question. Thank you for that. We actually hear this one a lot, being retirement planners in the Midwest. The warm weather tends to beckon to people as they move into retirement. So when we're talking to people about this, we generally want them to think about quite a few things, but just to name a few here, proximity to family members. So being close to those that you love as you move through retirement. The cost of housing. This one is, I think, even more pertinent today as the real estate market continues to be quite competitive. Access to healthcare facilities. So as you age, being close to medical facilities should you need them. Access to entertainment, such as shows or sporting events, keeping you busy through those retirement years. Proximity to a major airport. So travel is a huge part of a lot of people's retirement plans. So if we can facilitate that by being close to a major airport, that tends to be very, very good for retirees. Year-round weather conditions. Again, I think this one really rings true for us Midwesterners. And then, I think this one probably is pretty obvious, but taxes. So state income tax, property taxes, even estate taxes. And the thing that we tell people is it's almost impossible to find a location that's going to fit every single need that you have. So the best strategy is to settle on an area that meets the bulk of your needs, and particularly those related to long-term healthcare and well-being. So an example of this would be, maybe right now cold weather doesn't bother you too much, but when you're 85, it could have a debilitating effect on your body. And, it's something that maybe keeps you inside for a good part of the year and prevents you from being active. So, a lot of things to consider, but just a couple that we wanted to highlight there.
Those are some great things to think about. And the fantastic show this week, as we do, they really do a great job at Kloss Financial with Money in Motion. If you ever miss part of a program, maybe you missed part of today's show, jumped out to grab some coffee, dropping the kiddos or grandkiddos off at school, and you missed part of the show, you can always listen back at KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. You can also submit a question like Janet did to be read here on the program in the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. Speaking of all the great things at Kloss Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number because another great thing is a chance to win a $25 gift card to Amazon with this week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. And it works like this. Just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first call with the correct answer, win this week's prize, which again is a $25 gift card to Amazon. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. At what age must you begin to take required minimum distributions? Is it 62 or 72? Telephone number 442-5637. First call with the correct answer, win that $25 gift card to Amazon. Don't forget as well that it's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number 442-5637 and the website klossfinancial.com. Malia, Eric, great talking with both of you this week. You enjoy the day.
Thanks, Sean.
News comes your way. Thanks, next, Sean. Here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.